Transportation Service does just that. Specializing in sedans, limos, and 14-passenger vans, Excel is the new class of the fleet and the Westchester leader in terms of cars, service, resources, and the quality of their Excel drivers. Most of the Golden Apple's blue chip companies have, in fact, in recent years, switched to Excel for local transportation and city-to-city service. To Washington, Albany, Baltimore, Hartford, Boston, and Philadelphia at rates even less than rail or air. And you can use them too for a trip into town, the airport, or any special occasion. Call President Rich Guberti at Excel Headquarters, EXCEL Transportation, 576-9797, 914-576-9797. These days in Westchester, the new car service leader, because Excel excels. 576-9797.
How about the forecast for today? We've got some nice weather coming up on your Thursday. It's the 11th day of October. Look for sunshine. Temperatures reaching the lower 60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25 at times, so a bit breezy during the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s by daybreak Friday. Friday sets up partly sunny and breezy. Temperatures for the day will reach between 57 and 62. At night, mostly clear, and there's a possibility of a light frost towards daybreak down into the low to middle 30s. On Saturday, sunshine, high temperatures in the upper 50s. Sunday, partly sunny, 30% chance of some afternoon showers. Temperatures warming up to 65 to 70 on Sunday. I'm Eddie Roger, Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather is brought to you on WVOX Worldwide by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center, right for New York.
Every day, New Yorkers depend upon the clean and reliable electricity provided by Indian Point. On an average day, Indian Point provides about a quarter of the electricity for New York City and Westchester at lower cost than other power plants and helps our efforts to improve air quality. You have a right to know the facts about Indian Point, because when talk turns to extending the licenses of these plants, we all need to remember how important Indian Point is to New York. For instance, did you know that without Indian Point's lower cost power, our electric rates would be much higher, and that an equivalent gas-fired power plant would pour millions of tons of pollutants a year into the air we breathe, and that the independent experts in charge of New York's electric grid have said that the city could face rolling blackouts without Indian Point. I'm Teresa Motko, and I'm an engineer here at Indian Point, and my family and I live in the area. All of us have a right to know why Indian Point is right for New York. Visit rightfornewyork.com for answers.
Thank you for joining us on 1460 WVOX, America's great community radio station where many different voices are heard in the land. Opinions expressed on our community and open line programs are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors. As always, we're privileged to amplify the voice of the people here on Vox Populi 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com for you and yours.
When do you listen?
It's nice to sit back in the car and listen to it while you're driving.
Okay, driving where?
Everywhere.
No reason to reset your preset. Keep it right here. VOX.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Levensold, your host for the series on the natural world, education, and culture. A word about scheduling. Environmentally Sound for the time being will be heard at 10:30 rather than at 10. And due to the shortened format, we will make some changes to optimize our time together. We will continue to seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. We will continue to read names of the fallen in Afghanistan, but we will keep these honoraria to 5. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, October 11th, 2012, the 20th day of autumn, and a beautiful autumn day it is. We have lost 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 38 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. The sun rose at 7:18 this morning. It will set at 5:59 this evening. We will have 10 hours and 41 minutes of daylight today. The moon rose at 2:37 this morning. It will set at 5:56 this evening. We are between last quarter and new moon, and the next full moon is October 29th. Next high tide in New Rochelle is at 8:14 p.m., in Yonkers at 6:29 p.m., and in Tarrytown at 7:13 p.m. Now, a regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Sergeant Donna R. Johnson, age 29, of Rayford, North Carolina. She was with the North Carolina Army National Guard. She was one of three soldiers killed while on patrol when an insurgent detonated a suicide vest in Coast Province on October 1st. The other two were Sergeant Thomas J. Butler IV, age 25, of Wilmington, North Carolina, also with the North Carolina Army National Guard, and from the same unit, Sergeant Jeremy F. Harrison, age 23, of Maysville, North Carolina. Just a word there, people joined the National Guard not really thinking they're going to war, and that's the way it goes. These three were National Guard's people, and they were all killed in the same incident. Sergeant Camelia M. Steadily, age 31, of San Diego, California. She was with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, killed in support of combat operations in Helmand Province, October 3rd. And Sergeant First Class Daniel T. Metcalf, age 29, of Liverpool, New York. He was with the 173rd Airborne Brigade Combat Team, killed when his unit was attacked with small arms in Syed Abad, Afghanistan, on September 29th. These five American service members and four others were alive when last we met 2 weeks ago. Sergeant Donna R. Johnson and Sergeant Camelia M. Steadily were women, which always gives me extra pangs in my chest when women soldiers are killed. Somehow, even it's tragic when men are killed, but something extra when they're women. Each death is a great loss to their families and to all Americans. May they live forever in our hearts, and may this feature come to an end in the near future, because there are no more deaths to report. Time for the Culture Corner. My reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them, because everyone has the right to be wrong. We have two concerts. We saw one at Avery Fisher Hall, Lincoln Center, and one locally. The one at Lincoln Center was the gala opening of the Philharmonic's 171st season. Tuxedos were everywhere, and how fitting that world-renowned violinist Yitzhak Perlman should be the soloist. Program simulcast on PBS, but live in Avery Fisher Hall is the best. The opening number was a most stirring rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. It was just a brass section, trombones, trumpets, and when you have those that kind of brass played by world-class musicians surrounded by a million-piece orchestra, well, I didn't count them. But it was great. It was just great. The five solo numbers were sandwiched between a couple of Respighi works. They weren't so great, the Respighi. The orchestra tries to emulate the sounds of life, so they pick horns and traffic, and yeah, the orchestra did a great job with it, but why bother? The last and highest note, now he did a Massenet piece, and the last and highest note of Massenet's Meditation from Thijs hit a sweetness I have never before heard drawn from any instrument of any kind. It was beautiful, just beautiful. Of course, that's Yitzhak Perlman. There was a folksy Tchaikovsky short, rousing and lyrical, and John Williams' theme from Schindler's List. To watch Perlman's face as he played, especially in the Schindler, was to watch a man who was inseparable from his violin. The man was no longer there. He was the violin. Wonderful to watch, sublime to hear, and we don't really have a lot of time, so I'm going to forego the rest of it. You can read the whole review on my website, www.environmentallysound.org. Okay, we saw something at the Westchester Philharmonic. This was a season opener. It featured world-renowned conductor and violinist Jamie Laredo and equally famous Jennifer Coe as violin soloist. The opening number was a well-known fanfare by Paul Dukas. It was played by the brass section alone, very short, attention-getting, not particularly astute musically. Then Laredo and Coe soloed together in the Bach Concerto for two violins in D minor, always an interesting piece when played well, as it was here. But it was when Mr. Laredo picked up the baton and conducted behind Miss Coe's violin, and that was her solo in Sibelius's Violin Concerto in D minor, that it really got good. When you watch a gifted violinist whose instrument becomes another body part, we just said that about Yitzhak Perlman too, the instrument becomes them, or they become their instrument, and you can see their body just move. It's like the body is vibrating right along with the instrument. She stretched her body this way and that and upward and even reached her tiptoes at some moments, and she very nearly left her feet on more than one occasion. She was right up on her tiptoes because the music was just resonating within her. The piece is very nice. The performance was spectacular. The ovation well-deserved. For the finale, the orchestra played standard classical repertoire favorite, Felix Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, his fourth. I love that symphony. He did it very well. If you get the chance, please do go to Purchase College, to the Philharmonic, Westchester Philharmonic. Is always worth the while. No parking problems, reasonable price, high quality. It's great. My guest today is Suzy Castillo, Miss USA of 2003. I think I got that right. She has been quite active since then, running for Miss Universe that same year, going on to write a book, acting on TV. And Suzy will participate as MC in the musical Loving the Silent Tears, to be performed one day only, that's Saturday, October 27th, at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. Speaking to us, I think, from Los Angeles, welcome Suzy Castillo. And you are, do we have our sound? Okay. You are in Los Angeles.
I am in Los Angeles, yes. It's a cloudy day here, which is unusual.
That was my next question, how the weather is there.
It's usually 72, sunny, gorgeous, not today.
So you know LA very well.
I'm going on about my sixth or seventh year living here.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this musical. We have a couple of minutes before our first break. Just tell us a little bit about this musical and your role in it.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'm emceeing along with Corey Feldman, actor who we all know very well, Kelly Packard, who's an actress. She was on Baywatch, and also Christoph St. John, who's a two-time Emmy winner for The Young and the Restless. And it's going to be a celebration. The musical is a celebration of the Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry collection. And it's just going to be a beautiful evening here at the Shrine Auditorium in L.A.
It's actually a matinee, is it not?
It's at 4 p.m. The show. Yeah, I don't know if that's considered a matinee.
Well, we won't split hairs. Okay, we have to take our break, Suzy. Please hold on. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Vadia or Bombay, India, Khartoum, Sudan, Jakarta, Indonesia, Phnom Penh, Cambodia, or Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, you have logged on to www.wvox.com and you are listening live, and we will be right back.
National news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Joe Biden and Paul Ryan getting ready to go head-to-head in their only debate of the campaign.
Both foreign and domestic issues are up for grabs. This is an important debate for Biden because Mitt Romney had a strong showing in the first presidential face-off, tightening the polls, and for Ryan to keep up the momentum.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is out of the running in the next two Sprint Cup races after a concussion suffered in a 25-car pileup.
It was on the last lap of the chase race at Talladega on ESPN.
And a huge wreck to end this race,
which now ends almost any chance for driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. to win this year's Sprint Cup Championship.
Fox Radio's Marjay Tashina and a man pulled early today from the rubble of a collapsed parking garage at a Miami-Dade college has died. That brings a total of three people killed, officials expecting to find another body in the rubble. Fox News, we report you inside.
WVOX, broadcasting loud and clear from Westchester. Exciting voices every day and every night at 1460 AM. For information on hosting your own radio show, call David O'Shaughnessy or Judy Fremont at Whitney Media's Westchester headquarters. Find out more about sponsorship opportunities and the influence of this truly unique station where many different voices are heard in the land. Call 914-636-1460. In Westchester, 636-1460. WVOX.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. We are speaking with Suzy Castillo, a former Miss USA and contestant in the Miss Universe pageant. And as I look at her and speak to her and hear her charm and see her beauty, it's just a puzzle to me why she did not win the Miss Universe. But, you know, judges have their own agenda. If I were a judge, Suzy would have been in.
You are so sweet to say that. I appreciate that. I'll take being Miss USA, though. That's not a bad gig.
Not at all. Not at all. Now, you know what? Tell us a little bit about your book. It's called Confidence Queen, and it's in Every Girl's Guide for Life. You got four areas you address. You want to tell us what those are?
Yeah, you know, it's the book is called Confidence is Queen, the four keys.
Sorry.
Yes.
The is very tiny.
I know. I hear you. But the book, you know, it's got a kind of long subtitle, The Four Keys to Ultimate Beauty Through Positive Thinking. And basically, while I was a host at MTV, right after being Miss USA, MTV offered me a contract to be one of their hosts. So that was kind of like my first big job after being Miss USA. And, you know, I was really inspired by the young viewers. You know, I would get on stage to host the show, and I would hear these young kids just yelling out, "Suzy, I love you," and waving. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing that they feel this for me. They don't even know me, and they're telling me that they love me. And I thought, you know, I have a tremendous opportunity here to positively influence these young kids, you know? And I thought, if I'm going to have a voice and I'm going to be in the public eye like this, I want to be positive, you know, and be a role model for young people. And so I decided to write this book, and I talk about spirituality, and I talk about, you know, loving yourself and having high self-esteem, and the important role that plays in your life, even as an adult, you know, and it's something that you cultivate. It should be a foundation in your life, you know, through your younger years. That way, when you get older, it's just there supporting you. And I talk about, you know, your relationships with your positive relationships with your loved ones, with your friends, with your parents, you know, and how to put your best foot forward and figure out what you want to do in life. You know, what are your dreams and goals? And so these are all things that were important to me as a young woman, and I wanted to share my experiences. And of course, having won the Miss USA pageant, and being just the third Latina to ever do so, and at the time, the 53 years that the Miss USA pageant had been going on, you know, there was a lot of the Latin community was very much interested in my journey, and as were the MTV fans as well. So it was really having my book be something that, you know, it's published. It was published by Penguin Books in 2007, and it's always out there. It's just, it's a blessing and a tremendous opportunity for me.
Okay, you also talk about take control of your health and body image. So, of course, if you don't address those things, you got nothing really. It is so essential to keep your body and your mind strong. Otherwise, you're just floundering.
Absolutely. And you know, I have, you know, people in my family and friends who have struggled, say, with weight because they never learned how to eat healthy and live a healthy lifestyle. And it's amazing how that influences their life, you know, later on, even as an adult, if you struggle with weight issues. So that's something that I touch upon in my book as well, because it's certainly something that contributes to your self-esteem and, you know, loving the person that you look at every morning in the mirror. And so I talk about that, and I share some healthy recipe tips that I learned from my nutritionist and friend, Natalia Rose, who's actually in New York City. So she's in your time zone. Yeah. And, you know, she taught me all kinds of fantastic little tips and things to, in order to be a healthier person. And it's worked, and I don't ever get sick, and it's fantastic. And of course that's led to, I met her 6 years ago, and that led to me living a very much vegan lifestyle. I won't say that I'm not 100% vegan, but I'm definitely vegetarian and have adopted a plant-based diet in my life.
And does she know you're on the radio this morning?
She does not. No, oh. She didn't.
Well, you'll have to give her the website so that when the interview is posted, she'll be able to listen. It's environmentallysound.org.
I will let her know, environmentallysound.org. I'll also let all my followers know on Twitter that they can log on. That's fantastic.
Right, and that will be posted within a few days. But, of course, Supreme Master TV will carry the whole interview with the visual as well.
Fantastic.
Now, the other thing that you have, which this resonates particularly with me, is believe in your dreams and make them a reality. So many people just give up. They don't do that. And if you don't, well, your life just suffers. If you have a dream and you believe in it, whether you get there or not, doesn't matter as long as you live the belief, right?
Absolutely. And I think when you reach for the stars, you know, that famous quote, if you reach for the stars, even if you don't get there, you'll still be, or reach for the moon, and if you don't get there, you'll still be among the stars. I truly believe in that. You know, you just have to always aim high in life. Yes. and not be fearful of what your heart and your spirit truly wants to do.
Now, you weren't, your father left when you were six, so you were down at some point in your life.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, not having a dad, you know, my dad in my life was something that was extremely tough for me as a kid. You know, he left and my parents got divorced when I was 6 years old. My little sister was 6 months old and my older sister was 8 years old. So, you know, I was raised by a single mom and she raised three young girls and did a great job. I always give my mom props because she it's difficult. I can't imagine. You know, I see my friends now with one child and I can't imagine how my mom did it with, you know, with three very young girls. And it was something difficult and something definitely that I talk about in my book as well, because so many kids go through that.
So do you have plans to write again, or is it one book and the rest of it is acting, or are you going to write some more?
You know, I'm mostly a host, you know, like this is why, you know, I was asked to MC Loving the Silent Tears. And I'm like I said, I think the MTV really gave me a platform and established me as a host, but I have done some acting as well. And books is something I definitely want to continue doing. I love writing. I'm developing my own shows now for television, something that, you know, a scripted show, actually, a half hour comedy based on my book. So, you know, I've taken several writing classes here in Los Angeles and now kind of going into want to continue hosting and acting, but want to become a producer and a creator as well.
There you go. You're reaching for the stars.
Absolutely. Always.
In your case, I think you're going to get there. Actually.
I think so. I'm making the right connections. I think, you know, I certainly live in the right city for it. So I'm just making use of this fantastic city that I call home.
Now, just briefly, tell us about your TV work. There was a trailer which puzzled me a little bit on the internet because you weren't in it and you're going to be in the show, but then there was just some little clip and I didn't get it.
What was it? I don't know.
I don't even remember the name of it. But it's on your website, I think.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh, well, it could be. There are a couple of videos on my website. It's suzycastillo.net. And there's my acting reel and my hosting reel. And I guess some of the things as a host that I've done other than MTV have been, the last show that I hosted was called School Pride, and it was on NBC. And it was a makeover show. Oh, that's me right there.
Which one? With the short hair?
The one in the dress.
Okay.
That's actually what you're looking at is my my acting reel. That's a still of my acting reel, which that was from an episode that I guest starred in for Castle, the show Castle.
Castle,
on ABC.
Yes, Castle.
Yeah, I did that last year, and it was a whole lot of fun. And you know, those are the kind of roles that I've been auditioning for. I just auditioned for another, you know, brand new show that I believe will be on Fox. So fingers crossed. Hopefully, I
definitely
get it.
is it any easier with your credentials, or are you still competing and cattle calling and rat racing?
Oh, for sure. You really? Always have the rat race is continuous. Yeah, it's even for big stars. You know, even big stars have to audition, which is something. It's funny, when I won Miss USA, I remember feeling this tremendous amount of like, oh my God, I finally made it, you know? And it's like you never make it in this town. You know, you always have to continue auditioning and taking meetings and doing your best to be out there. And, you know, but it's all good. I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. Beautiful. I can say now that I am living my dream.
Beautiful.
And I wouldn't change this for the world. I love it.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I'll give you a little an extra statement if you like. Say what you'd really like to say. Sum things up. You got about a minute and a half.
Of course. Well, you know, of course, I'd like to encourage anyone who's listening who will be in the LA area on Saturday, October 27th, to join us at the Shrine Auditorium in LA for the new musical, Loving the Silent Tears. I think it's going to be, you know, it's a celebration, like I said, about peace and love and it's going to be a cultural event and it's going to be a beautiful thing. And October 27th is my birthday. So I thought, oh, what better way to celebrate than by promoting peace on earth?
Happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, Susie. Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck with the show. Sorry I can't be there. I was invited and I would have loved to be there, but too many miles.
You'll be there in spirit.
You bet I will. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks to Susie Castillo for joining us today. Our thought for the week. Now, I don't usually quote my sources, but I will here. The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. That quote comes from John Adams. Another one. Heal the sick, feed the hungry, care for the weakest among us, and always pray in private. That is from the New Testament attributed to Jesus Christ. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, the best small station in the U.S. of A. and perhaps the world. Next up, Howard Sturman of Legend. Filling in is Mark Langriello. Howard, the legend himself, is not here. Next time we meet, we will report on the Westchester Broadway Theater production of Fiddler on the Roof, which opens tomorrow. Special thanks to Bill O'Shaughnessy for your passionate belief in and support of the First Amendment. I am Bob Lebensold. My guest has been Susie Castillo. I am chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. That's me. Thank you very much for listening. And remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. Bye-bye, Susie.
Bye.
You are here. It is now. Health and happiness to you all.